This is KUT. The Lower Colorado River Authority manages the water used in much of central Texas and parts downstream. For most of the last several years, it's been worried about drought. Not anymore. Earlier this week, the LCRA opened floodgates below Lake Travis for the first time since 2007 to allow excess water out. As KUT's Mose Bushell reports, the abundance of water brings its own set of challenges for the agency.
For one, the LCRA needs to remind people what Lake Travis was built for. It's been so long since the reservoir was full, people have forgotten that it's not just there for water storage, it's also there for flood control. The LCRA will sometimes hold water in Lake Travis to prevent flooding downstream, even if that means some properties on the lake could be inundated. Properties in those areas are said to be in the flood pool, says John Hoffman. He's vice president of water with the LCRA.
When we were a foot into the flood pool this time around, we started getting phone calls from people in various parts of the lake that have homes and things within that flood area.
Hoffman was speaking at the LCRA's annual Meteorologist Day, an event where the agency gives its take on what to expect in the coming year weather-wise. LCRA meteorologist Bob Rose says it's been a tricky one to forecast.
I think even a couple of months ago, I was thinking this is going to be a really hot, very dry summer for our area. But you know, I've kind of changed my mind a little bit here over the last month or 6 weeks. I don't think it's going to be quite that bad.
The reason? Moisture in the soil from all this rain will keep temperatures down for the first part of the summer. And a slowly dying El Nino could bring more rain. Once July and August roll around, Rose expects temperatures to rise above normal. And come this fall, we may get a La Nina, a weather pattern that typically brings drought, not storms, to central Texas. Mose Bushell, KUT News.